Hi, and welcome to the They Call Me the Ghost podcast, a podcast for those looking for good stories, looking for adventure. Hello, listeners, old and new. Thank you for being here on They Call Me the Ghost. This is your preview to this week's episode being released here this Friday, December 6th. But let me start out today by just saying hello to everyone. A little holiday break goes a long way, doesn't it? Although we did get some downtime in the end of this break, being called away like we were was unexpected, but it was worth it, as it always is when you can make a difference. I hope anyone out there that celebrated the Thanksgiving holiday enjoyed good family and friends and felt a good reward from looking back on your own lives and giving some thanks to what we have. It's one life, no matter how it shakes down. And I hope we can all make it the best it can be. And sometimes it starts with a swing to the positive side, looking at what we do have, good or bad. But we're back now with Christmas on the horizon. So let's get some good stories in before that, shall we? The job I'm going to tell you about on Friday has to do with a subject that I think most are familiar with. Although to know the real and true details of it all is something people do not have the luxury of knowing. I'm talking about the Greek gods. They were the idea of mythical beings with more power than anything else and so much influence. We know the legends. We know of Mount Olympus. But who are they? Who were they? How did they really come to be? And do they have a purpose now? On Friday, we will explore one piece of a mythology we are taught about in school, that some profess to be experts of sorts in, the Greek gods. But let's face it, we were not there, and we rely on stories, of which there are many, and many versions of, by the way, when it comes down to the nitty-gritty details. Think of the time and hours so many have dedicated over the years, getting to know the beliefs, interpreting the findings, and helping us relate to what it all was. Historians and archaeologists schooled and studied on the subject have brought us so much information, and without them, we might not know much about the Greek gods at all or even know of them today. Are you a fan of the Greek gods? What do you know? And what about that small little detail that we don't have them around today? Or do we? Have you ever asked the question, where did all of that go? It was a big deal back in the day. At least that's what they say, isn't it? It's what they lived their lives by. The gods were all powerful and ran the direction of how things went. Wind, light, the afterlife, vegetation, luck, time, healing, and the list goes on. They could affect us, influence us, profess to us, but they could not determine our fate. We are humans after all, and think we're flawed or don't, we are still in control of us. That is just a fact resulting from our creation. So how did this all work? How did it all work out? Greek mythology is still found today in our arts and sciences, all the way to some of the words we use and how we write and what we read. If you're into that type of thing, the study of the past and the gods, then you're drawn to learn what you can. You like to read stories that are new to you, anything that will give you a new take. But you're always left with that one unanswered question. What really happened, and who the heck were the gods? Were the people that desperate back then for the explanations of things going on around them that they made this all up just so that the world would make sense? There is no one confirmed story or source, like we have with the Bible, for instance, about what went on here. We have Homer's Odyssey, which seems to be the beginning of many things, but even he is a mystery. Who was he? There are scholars that will tell you that he was one man, a poet. However, there are others that believe the Odyssey was put together by a group. Again, we have holes and uncertainty. We cannot be sure exactly what happened. I don't know if you've heard of the Homeric question, but it stems from all of this. Did Homer even exist at all? No matter what you want or choose to or think you believe, the story talks of the gods, Poseidon is in the way of Odysseus as he returns home from the War of Troy, Athena restoring peace, just to name a couple. Homer's Odyssey was both clever and sinister, but our interpretations continue. It is said to have influenced movies, even Batman. Bob Dylan won a Nobel Prize in Literature for the lecture he wrote on the subject. The point being here, we are still interested in these Greek gods after all of this time. Why? Because it's fascinating, and we want answers. Us humans, we don't like things that we're not sure about, do we? And that's the drive to find answers that has made us the people we are today. As for me and my team, we are learning constantly, and things do still surprise us, but it's the keeping of an open mind, that remaining teachable, that allows us to take in so much. When this request came in, I cannot deny that I was surprised, and I also had to be willing to listen, though, to what was presented and believe in the sincerity of those telling their story. There are people that have challenges because of what they themselves have done, right? We all know this, don't we? You did it to yourself. Some are challenged by outside influences, and they have a choice, you know, accept the challenge or don't. But then there are those that are chosen for something far bigger and greater than anything they've ever considered themselves worthy of. But being chosen, if it were to happen to you, you'd feel it, because there'd be a reason. That reason would be you. When I'm contacted by cognitive scientist Mr. Leo Cardano, he's basically telling me and showing me how he was chosen and how he's now choosing me, if I'm willing, to help him with what some would consider an unworkable job, if they could even believe it in the first place. He is in Italy, which is where his base is. His work has taken him to many places, both physically and mentally. With years of experience behind him studying the human mind, it's very clear to him that he really does need assistance. He has spent a lot of time studying how our societies developed and how our beliefs formed, and in doing that, by default, had to look at the Greek gods, all mythological influences. That all made sense. What did not make sense was when he was approached by one of them. But this happened in the past, right? And we're willing to believe that, a god having contact with a human back in those times. Does that belief change when we think of our time here and now in the present? It can happen to them, but not us. Is that right? However, they are immortal, so what seems like a long time to us may feel like a blip in time for them. I mean, how unbelievable is it for you to consider that you might approach someone new in just 1 year? It is not. But what could one man do if someone or something from a far-off place were to come to him for help? Could one person get the job done? Maybe, but not in this case. Leo had been chosen, tasked with helping none other than Helios himself, the sun god, to retrieve something necessary for his continuance. Again, there are many stories of what happened to the Greek gods. Helios was no different. There are many versions and takes and interpretations of what all happened with him and his. He rode the skies in his chariot. Then he didn't. Then Apollo did. It gets kind of messy in the end there. Whatever happened to that chariot, Helios's chariot? The one, the original. Leo is one of those said to be experts on the subject, and he has a lot to say about this. He is in possession of an ancient book of truths that predicted many things around the Greek gods. He was already aware of quite a few things that could come our way. He just never really thought that they would. This request, a request from beyond our reality, it is something one man cannot do alone, and in fact, he needs a team. Helios knows this. Leo knows this, and after we meet with him in Italy and get the full scoop, we know it as well. One Greek god looking for his chariot and needing human assistance. There's a lot to this job and the story I'm going to share with you, as you are soon about to learn. This request took a lot of time, dedication, and I have to say, fortitude. There was no turning back once this job started, unless we could somehow choose not to believe what had been put before us. But there were too many facts. There was too much to it. Physically and in front of us, we saw it unfold before our own eyes. No, there was no turning back once we were engaged, and we were all in. And we start out with meeting Leo Cardano to discuss what has been brought to him. Helios will once again ride, the Book of Truths proclaimed. If this is true, then he will need that chariot. Some say that chariot was blown to bits back in the day. Some say it was lost. Some say it just continued to cross the skies. What is the truth? Well, at the time of our first meeting, we were about to find out. And so are you, if you choose to listen on Friday. This job was exciting, yet at certain times scary. It became the type of job that grew into the kind of mission that just had to be completed. The Greek gods are a mystery. They are of legend. But I'm here to tell you, they were much more than that. And this job was about more than a chariot. It was a job that challenged us as well as enlightened us. And when it was all said and done, it was one we could appreciate. I hope you all will join me on Friday for this story. They've been writing tales about Greek gods for years and years and years. So there are a lot of them out there. This is one you're not going to want to miss. Thank you for listening to this preview. And on Friday, I hope to see you out there joining in for the weekend's episode. Until then, and I will talk to you all soon.